Con, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me on...
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Of course, we can't forget Steve Starrs. Big round of applause for Steve. How are you tonight, Steve?
Well, I'm very good, Bob, and I'm glad you're back finally, because I was thinking we would only have the pleasure of a cameo appearance of Bob Tuscan on his own show, but tonight you're here, and that's good. And who else is with
that?
Us?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get to a very special guest in just a second. This headline on the front page now, though, is really catching my eye, and perhaps we'll get our guest to comment on this. Judge sentences DuPont heir to probation rather than life, or prison rather, for rape of a toddler daughter. And we'll talk about this. He raped a three-year-old daughter. Okay, this is the most despicable crime one could ever commit, perhaps. This judge, not much of a justice lover in my opinion, gave this scumbag probation. We'll talk about that, but I'm already starting off in a bad mood, Steve.
Well, I know it's Monday.
Thanks
and that
a lot.
Happens. Sorry, buddy, I didn't mean to send you that story, but yeah, it's Robert H. Richards IV, who is a DuPont heir. He's got a lot of money, of course, and he got a probation.
And he's from Delaware, by the way. And you know what Delaware is the home of?
No.
A lot of these occult bastards. A lot of these scumbags are in Delaware. We had Jay Parker, who was a victim of a family like this with multiple years of ritualistic abuse and so on and so forth. And Delaware seems to be a hub for a lot of these families of satanic elites that do this kind of thing. And we'll talk about that. And we have some good news to talk about as well. And, get into all of that throughout the duration of the show tonight. But first, let's bring on none other than John Stadmiller. John, I could sit here and give you a gushy and warm introduction, but I'll skip all the BS, man, and we'll just jump into it. We're kicking butt here somewhat, but we need to continue, right?
That's the game plan. The battle has just started. People that have been in the know, guys, for many years, they're getting kind of tired sitting by and watching this country crumble. They're doing their best trying to inform other people, and that's why we have the network, Republic Broadcasting Network, for a straight shooter type of informational platform. You know, I've gotten in the habit of closing out my show, thanking everybody for showing up and listening to the program, and we'll see you tomorrow, only next time, bring a friend. Guys, what this simply is, this is just an exercise in education, but how are we ever supposed to identify and fix if we don't know what has gone wrong? And on this network, I mean, my gosh, if you take a look at who we have on this network, you follow Clint Richardson, Corporation Nation guy.
I mean, that unto itself is, that's an education all unto itself.
Sure.
You know, we've, I mean, let me just take a look here. Let me just take a look here at, our lineup. My goodness. I mean, the Monday through Friday lineup is just absolutely astonishing. I'm still sitting here blinking my eyes sometimes when I look at the schedule. But, I mean, we start out in the morning with John Moore. John is a morning guy, and he's the only guy I can get to do a 6 a.m. program. No, I'm just kidding, John, if you're listening. Bill Frady, Lock and Load. He's sponsored by GOA. You know, what? There's no other Monday through Friday gun show out there. And I think that our Second Amendment is under attack. And Bill Frady, he's pretty interesting man. If I told you what he really did when he was in the military, he'd have to shoot me. Thomas Lacavera, Ben Swan, Mike Rivero, I'm on there. Jeff Bennett and Robbie Noel have just come back to the network. They did their first show at 6 p.m. Clint Richardson, and you wind up the evening, Bob, with your program. On the weekends, Farron Shope, Darren Weeks, Rick Adams, Mary Toko, Larry Pratt, Phil Turney, James Kelso, Mark Passio, Brad Jordan, Sundays, Bruce McCarthy, Ryan Brooks, Wynn Parker, Dr. Hisham Tabali, Deanna Spingola, Ralph Winterrode, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, Dave Hodges. I mean, there are other networks out there, but you'd be a little bit confused if you thought they were Patriot Radio and you checked out their programming. They'll probably hear a Mr. Fix-It program for your computer or programming or your car or gardening show or whatever. You know, that's all fine and dandy. But, you know, what is the point? We are in a nation meltdown. And people, the analogy I give, guys, is simply this. You know, you're driving your car, you get home, and you think you hear something ticking. So you get out of the car and you're listening. Sure enough, it's coming out from under the hood. Well, you're not a mechanic. You're not a specialist. You can't diagnose. Well, how would you ever go about trying to fix it, even if you could? So you take it to a mechanic. That's what they do. They diagnose, give you repair costs, effective repair, and then you're on down the road. But what if you showed up at the mechanic shop and he goes, oh, yeah, that ticking under. And then you get the bill and you think everything's taken care of. You threw a can of STP in it and put a brand new set of muffler bearings on. Did that solve your problem? Of course it didn't. So in order for people to understand the government's responsibility, our responsibility in this, people have to understand exactly what we're talking about here. And this network, as you go through this, I mean, we have turned the apple cart upside down. We have gone through the history of this country. We have pointed out where it has gotten off track. We have pointed all of these issues out. So people that listen to this network, and I'm not bragging because I've done this, I want to just proclaim that we have literally the smartest radio audience in radio history. There's never been anything quite like this network. And one friend of mine, a long time ago, he says, you're the godfather of alternative media. And looking back, I guess I am. And there have been other people who have come out and started networks, but it's not quite the same thing now, is it? So no. I don't like to use the word I'm very proud of this network, but I am. I mean, I'm proud of the fact that I was able to put this network together, and we have been on air. Our anniversary, our 10th anniversary, is coming up in June. It will be 10 years. And it really is. I mean, I've been doing radio for 20 years, but this network's been around for 10. But it's a great platform. And we'll still tweak here and there. We'll make it even better than what it is. But this is the platform for people to get educated. We're just now starting to really get a grip on the problem, and we need to spread that word. And we need other people to join in and at least listen and educate themselves, and they in turn educate other people. And I'll tell you what this is going to come down with if we do not do this. I've got my firearms. I got a 50 cal. I got an AK. I've got an AR-15. I got 45s. You know, I got all those toys. And I hope to God I never have to take them out of the closet and use them and start turning people into human confetti. Because at that point in time, we are going to give them exactly what they have been waiting for. But along the way, What we need to do is keep educating. We can always pull that rifle out of the closet when needed, when there are no other options. But for right now, we're in an educational process. We're actually kind of in a revolution, but more, I would call it more a restoration project of trying to restore to this country what was once made it so great. So, having been long-winded and almost taking you into break here, when we get back out of the break, I don't want to take a ton of your guys' time, but I want people to understand what this network is and how important it is and what, in the future, what need people, and these are people that are needy, but they don't even know that they need it yet. But we're going to be here when it's finally time for them to throw up their hands, sit down and say, okay, give me all of it. I want to hear it all. And we will be here to do that.
Right on. Folks, you heard it. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll take our break.
Go. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
We are kicking Satan right out of this darn planet, and we're doing it with this powerful outlet, and that is the Republic Broadcasting Network. And spearheading this from the very get-go has been John Stadmiller, who joins us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. All right, John, so how do we continue this? How do we keep this as a tool for change, as a tool for solution-oriented radio that gets to the root of the issue and not just beats around the bush with some of this gatekeeping radio that we hear from other outlets?
Well, Bob, I'm glad you asked that question because it's one that's near and dear to my heart. You know, I just want to tell a quick story. And I don't know if you heard the program or not, Bob, but last Wednesday I kicked off this pledge drive and I had absolutely no idea where this was going to go. On that first day, we collected, I think, $3,600. The second day that I came in, I sat down behind a microphone and I was literally speechless. I could not talk because I'm thinking in my mind, you know, why am I doing this? I'm going to ask people for money. They're going to send it in. I might not be able to salvage this network. And what happened was back in January, you know, I'm looking at the spreadsheet. And I'm going, man, what is going on here? Not only was I not getting any money from gold and silver sales, but advertisers were dropping. Well, and I've told people on the air that 17 networks have bit the dust in the last 18 months. Some, a couple of pretty good sized ones, Talk Radio Network, USA Network. There have been a smattering of other networks that have bit the dust, but all basically for the same reason. Not enough revenue, not enough advertising revenue. Well, it caught up with us in January. People have been with us for a while. They go, you know, the money's kind of tight, you know, so I'm going to have to beg off. Well, going into February, that's when the takedowns of the network happened. And I had shaved the staff down to make this a fully functional, full-service network. But I had to eliminate staff. I've been trimming and watching things since we called the recession back in 06. And when 08 hit, that was after our other friend on another radio network decided he wanted to strip all my hosts and steal all my advertisers. I had one talk show host and a smattering of advertisers. And we built it back up. The very next year, the recession / depression hits, and it's been going steadily downhill since then. So when we were attacked and taken down, all guns came to bear to fix the problems, get the website back up, go through 36,000 pages of script to plug the holes, the back doors that the previous programmer had left. Well, when we turned around after getting everything back online, and I really don't know why we weren't cut off at that point, because we were getting some, you know, pretty hefty bills that needed to be paid. Well, through the grace of God and maybe somebody looking the other way, I don't know which, we weren't shut off. We got the network back up. I turn around and I look and we're $49,000 and something in the hole. When I went on that program Wednesday and only collected at 36, when I got on the air Thursday, I thought, you know what, this ain't going to work. Because these people that provide us service were demanding full payment. If we were a month or two down or whatever, no, we want full payment. Even my own landlord, I've been in the building for 6 years. He told me, he said, you know what, by the 31st, you better pay up or I'm going to evict you. Well, when you evict a radio network, it takes a long time to get it back online. And I didn't have the money to move, obviously, because I would have paid the rent. So that would have been the end of Republic right then and there. And then come that Thursday when I sat down behind the microphone, man, I'll tell you, speechless. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. Because in the back of my mind, I thought I'm never going to be able to pull this off. Never. Well, the first donation that came in, and let me keep my stuff together here. The first donation that came in was $2,000. And being the consummate professional I am, I proceeded just to break down and cry like a baby right on the air. So evidently, somebody thought that was pretty cool, so let's give another large donor. Another person called in, I'll give $1,000. And I was just absolutely flabbergasted. We had never done anything like this, and people had never responded before. Oh, we had done pledge drives before. But, you know, a little money here and a little money there, and they drag out forever, and before too long, you're into the next month with a whole new set of bills. So this time around, gentlemen, what I decided to do was post the expenses and our service providers right on the network. right on a page so they could look at it and go, oh, okay, well, that's what it takes to run the network. I was originally going to put up all the past bills and redact out the account numbers and all the personal stuff, but my gal, Julie, at the office said, no, I don't think you really want to do that. So I said, okay, well, I'll do this. I said, I'll post just the monthly expense, but by Monday, if we don't have this thing put to bed, I'm going to put up the other stuff. She said, okay, deal. Well, make a long story short here, our goal was $50,000, and we're right now at $42,000. That's better than four-fifths of the needed money to pay these bills, to clear the deck so we can get on with running this network and concentrating on what we should be doing. Now, people have suggested, and we have tried this in the past, but this time around, I mean, people were digging deep. People were digging deep. And they said that, look, you know, I don't have the money to pop for $200 or $500 or $1,000 or $3,000. One guy pledged $3,000. We had other two pledges that come in and match that. One guy brought in $9,000 for this drive. And I'm thinking, and what this did was restored my faith in what I was doing. I didn't feel so all alone. And it reaffirmed my faith and my belief in what we're doing, and it needs to be done. So we're at $42,000, and I really need to collect that other $8,000 to pay off the balance of these bills, as I said, to clear the decks and then move on. And what people are willing to do, and it sounds like they're willing to do it, is to support us on a monthly basis. You know, everybody can afford 10, 15, 25, the people that are better off. I had a guy, I kid you not, told me tonight. He said, look, I'm going to send you $100 a month until the day I die. He said, I believe in you and what you're doing. And every penny that we've ever collected has gone right back into this network. I've told the story before, but I'll tell it in case people listen to your show and don't listen to the other program on this network. And I've been all over the place in the last 5-6 days. I live in a $155,000 house in Round Rock, Texas. I got maybe $30,000 in equity into it. I've sold off a motorcycle, my gold, silver, everything. I don't have anything left to sell. I am committed, or committable, I don't know which. Business people have told me, why the hell are you doing that? All this stress and strain, and you can barely make your bills. Why are you doing that? These are people, obviously, that don't understand. But from a business standpoint, why the hell would you ever knock yourself out to do a business just enough to pay the bills? Are you nuts? Well, no, this is a little bit different. This is a necessity. We don't have the corporate sponsorship, and we don't have PepsiCo or Taco Bell or Coca-Cola. And we're not, we don't run commercials for drugs because we've come out with a story on their psychotropic crap or something that, well, that payment for that advertising would stop. This is what happens on mainstream. You don't dare go against corporations that are feeding you. Otherwise, they no longer feed you. So we need to raise another $8,000. And we're going to try, and we got Robbie and Jeff back, and we're going to try to make this a go. We're going to continue to do the network, continue to try to do the advertising and whatever we need to do. But people have indicated that they're willing to step up and support us on a monthly basis to help defray the cost of the network. And when we get back, I'll tell people exactly what they got to do, guys.
Show. That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
John, when do you sleep, man?
Sleep? What's that? No, you know, I'm kind of following what Thomas Edison used to do. Thomas Edison never went to bed and got a full night's sleep. What he would do is he would sit in a chair and hold a steel ball bearing. And in that time between consciousness and some people call it semi-consciousness or unconsciousness or sleep, that's where you get the really crazy inventive things that run through your head. Well, that's what he used to do. He never got a full night's sleep. He would sit in that chair with that steel ball bearing, and when he'd start to fall fast asleep and start to go into REM, that ball would drop, hit the floor, and wake him up. And he'd go do a little bit more work, and then he'd take another little nap. Now, sleep, who needs that? Time enough to sleep when you're dead.
Yep.
Guys,
Tesla
get back.
Tesla used to do that, too. He hardly slept at all.
Yeah.
They were both alike, Edison and Tesla, at least in that instance, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
who's Nikola Tesla, Steve?
Oh, John can tell you.
Tesla was a very interesting guy, and I'll tell you, he was a big fan of Tesla and knew all of his stuff. It was Phil Posderek, who used to have a program on this network, Positively Unconstitutional. That was the, and you think football players aren't smart? He was a ex-Dallas Cowboy offensive lineman under Tom Landry, and that guy had what I would call a photographic memory, and he read everything on Tesla. He used to talk to me hours upon hours about Nikola Tesla. Yeah, I know a little bit about it. But, gentlemen, we're kind of getting off the subject, and I want to turn this back over to you. But here we are. We're instituting what we need to do. I've whacked another $1,000 out of the network of feeding a KU satellite with a T1 line, for gosh sakes. And we just finally got barracks boxes up, and those work just fine. Voice over IP, it's a dedicated, kind of a dedicated server, and it works well. So I was able to eliminate another $1,000. I'm going to look around and see if there's any place else I can quit. Maybe people can start using 3 sheets of TP instead of 10. No, I'm just teasing. But no, we are what we are and what we do and the reach that we have to do this network for $25,000 or $26,000 a month is absolutely unheard of in the annals of broadcasting. So we're going to continue that model. And we're going to do the best that we can, getting as many AM and FM stations as we possibly can to educate people. Those that will hear, they will hear the clarion call. They'll snap too. For those that want to keep doing their Rip Van Winkle, to their peril. You know, we cannot make people listen. We can't drag that old hag to the water trough and make them drink. But many people are. They all figured out there's something very wrong. Maybe I better start paying attention. Maybe I better start doing some research. Oh, Republic Broadcasting, who are those people? We're getting new listeners every day, and it's the most refreshing thing to see done because that's the whole purpose of this. So here's the bottom line. We need Sandra, by the way, and her KU download app. Somebody could have won $50,000. The network would have netted $20,000 off of this. She didn't get it. She needed to get better than 2,100 downloads. She only got 617. So that's kind of out the door tomorrow. That commercial will come down and the stuff on the website. But we gave it, I guess, a shot. So we're going to go right back into the trenches tomorrow on April Fool's Day. We're going to go right back to work doing what we do. And we do it probably better than anybody else out there. So we need another $8,000 to clear the bills here. And if you would like, there's guys up in the network right now. I think Craig's still up there, and I think Dan's on the board tonight. So if you want to call in the network and make a donation, for gosh sakes, please do as much as you possibly can. Just dial 800-724-2719. They're very quick and efficient. We won't hold you on the line. It won't hurt for long. Trust me. Or you can go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, right under the Because You Can Handle the Truth banner. There's a button. You can hit donations. That'll take you to a page, a little blurb on the network. There's our address. You can send us a check, a money order. FRN's wrapped in foil. We don't care. You can do that. Or their PayPal is right on that same page, that donation page. Hit the PayPal button. Make a generous donation. I was hoping to have this thing put to bed by today, but we're 8,000 short. But the good news is we're better than 4/5 of the way there. So please, folks, if you enjoy Bob Tuscan and the sidekick Steve here or any of the programming that I've mentioned on this network, we need to continue to grow it. We need to get more people under the tent. We need to preach to them what they need to hear. So there's a lot of people out there that don't even know that they need this network, but they will in the future. So please, just make a generous donation. Let us get back to the business of doing network stuff and waking other people up. And Bob, thank you for the time that you've given me here. I've been babbling with you for almost 40 minutes. And Steve, thanks for sidekicking with Bob there. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
In line.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
No, it's really an honor, John, to be on the network. And I say that quite often. I know you may not be up at 11 o'clock my time, which is probably, I think, 12 years. But we do appreciate it. And it's a legacy. This network is a legacy, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it really is. And we got to keep it going because you're going to get the straight truth from us. And look at the lineup of, I'm just privileged to be one of the people, not even a full-time host, just helping Bob out. But I really do appreciate it, John.
Well, and you've been doing this for a while. You've been trying to wake people up for better than 30 years. So I'm glad to have you there to help accomplish that task. And gentlemen, with that, I will sign off and wish you adieu.
Good night. Thank you. Folks, you heard it. We've got to go all the way. Can't go some of the way. It's like, let's just go some of the way. No, let's go all the way. And here we are. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls at some point on tonight's show as well. You can call on the call line, I guess, too, if you want to donate. And we got a great article to talk about. A parent's response to the New York Times Eliminate Vaccine Exemptions goes viral.
Wow.
And our very own Sarah Walker, who's been writing about this kind of thing, has written several articles that should have gone viral, Steve, and they didn't. And I want to take some time to flesh out the vaccine issue and to take a in-depth look at the, the propaganda that's out there and the nature and the continual propaganda that we see from the lamestream media about vaccines. So we'll talk about that very compelling story. Of course, you might have heard already a couple days ago now, the NSA chief, Keith Alexander, stepped down. Why, you might ask?
Well, yeah,
kind
I do
of
ask
obvious. Me. In a sense, but maybe it's not too obvious, right, Steve?
Yeah, it's not. So we'll... And Alexander may have been a little better than normal in terms of the kind of echelon of people who have been in that position, and that's the real question, because he's been in under the gun for a long time, Bob, and I want to know why. I want to see what you got there. What do we have on that?
Well, we'll get to that at some point. I want to open up that door without giving it due time. Ron Paul. He's back in the news. He says aid to the Ukraine is a bad deal for all.
Yep.
And, of course, that takes his typical isolationist perspective, which...
he's just an isolationist. He just wants to help the United States and doesn't care about the world.
You know, how selfish of him.
Really.
I think just caring for the United States and not caring for the world, or not necessarily not caring, but not sticking our necks everywhere you look.
Yeah.
I think that is caring for the rest of the world, in a sense. Does it make sense?
You know,
problem is, we get in the way of too many things. Yeah, far too many things. Mm-hmm. And when I say we, I mean the United States / Israel / the cabal. So, yeah, stick to the United States. United States. And Israel, stick to nothing. Stick it. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls as well.
800-313-9443. The Bob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
With without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
I almost forgot to mention, Steve.
Okay, what did we
guess? What I did not do today.
What did you not do?
All right, you ready for this?
I am. I guess I better be.
What have supposedly 6 million Americans done?
Oh, signed up for Barack Obamacare.
It's actually called Barry Sotero Care.
Yeah.
The Affordable Health Care Act. Yeah, I didn't sign up for it today, Steve.
A lot of people didn't, and you know,
really, I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone, and that's no April Fools either, because they're going to find out tomorrow that a lot of people decided not to be April Fools, and keep
actually tomorrow they're going to tell us, folks, Obamacare is over with. Don't worry about it. It was all a dream. And we're going to say, yay! And they're going to say, April Fools.
Well, even the Democrats are now talking about pushing it back 5 years, Bob, because they're running scared. They know it's a disaster.
They don't have the numbers, do they?
Oh, no. They don't have the numbers. They don't have anything that's working. These executives of the big insurance companies are looking very uneasy because they know this thing is so top-heavy, it's not going to work.
And then the other question is, how are they going to enforce me not paying the penalty?
Well, that's going to be the next question, you know.
I mean, with the IRS, we know how they handle that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
right. How are they going to handle Obamacare dissidents? We were AIDS dissidents, remember, Steve?
Yes, we were. We still are.
Yeah, we still are. Now we're Obamacare dissidents.
That's right, man. If they'd listened to us before, they might not have had Obamacare today, you know. But the medical industrial complex has been going astray for a long, long time, friends, and this is just, you know, now you're starting to see the real thing come into grips. And yeah, they're in trouble. I know I got some calls from some people today, and they were asking me, do I have to sign up for this by today? Do you know? I said, well, you know, I really don't because I'm not underneath that policy, but today is
the deadline. They changed it. They said you have to start signing up for it by today.
Right. Yeah,
so all you have to do is enter your first name, and that's considered your foot in the door.
Yeah, yeah. That's all that Barry Obama did, you know, to get in to be president, is, you know, give his name.
We should take a quick poll here in the on the station side of things. Okay, so I did not sign up for Barry's TerraCare. Steve, I assume you didn't either.
Well, I'm already in a policy, but it's going to be changed this next year because it keeps going up. Yeah, but so.
Let's see here, Mr. Producer Number One, did you sign up for Barry's TerraCare? Got three of them there tonight, so. Did you?
I got one, two.
Mr. Producer Number Two, did you sign up for Barry's TerraCare? No? And last but not least, Mr. Producer Number Three, did you sign up for Barry's TerraCare? No. So nobody signed up for Barry's TerraCare.
Wow.
In our little impromptu poll here. 800-313-9443. I want to hear from you if you did or did not sign up for Barry's TerraCare. Because, well, I want to hear if it was working today. I actually heard it wasn't working today. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, and they were talking about it on the news. And they were already flooded with this website. The website kind of works now, but not really.
Major crash again today, from what I'm hearing.
So it's broken. It's not working. They don't have the numbers. It's a train wreck that we've all known was going to happen. And what else can I say?
Well, we saw it coming. We've been talking about this for a long time. And, of course, we've done everything we could to talk common sense to people about it. But yet, you know, it still went on through. And John McCain, our friend John McCain, says, well, we had our chance to change it in 2008, so now we have to go to hell anyway. You know, and then, you know, nobody was really standing up for the American public, including John McCain and Boehner and the rest of them. So, you know, I do credit Ted Cruz for making a bold attempt. But, you know, it's all it did was play into the Republicans' hands, and they're not going to fix anything. They're not yanking Obama out and forcing him to resign, which is what they should be doing. And, you know, it's it just says that, you know, the whole handwriting is on the wall, you know, that the numbers just have not come in. The whole thing is not working. People are rebelling in droves against this system, and they just don't see the need for it.
How much does the penalty cost?
Well, it said initially it was going to be about $99 a month, but it could go up higher. It depends, you know, if you're under the certain specific.
Oh, I thought it was $99 a year. $99 a month?
It could go up that high. Yeah.
They want $100 a month to not get any health insurance?
Well, you'll get the bottom rung of the dingy bronze platform coverage or whatever it is, you know.
Wait a second. So you're forced to pay for the bottom tier?
Yeah, it's basically what it is, you know, we're going to
take care of it. What if you don't want the bottom tier?
Well, you can
go to jail.
Well, you can refuse to go in for health care, but they are going to provide health care for everybody, Bob. Everybody gets health care. That's why they can justify.
All right, so let's say I don't pay a single dime ever, and I get sick, go to the hospital.
Well, they
let's say I'm an illegal alien.
There
what's going to happen?
Well, you will do your time and then you'll pay the fine. I mean, they'll charge you for the fine after they take care of you. They'll get you well, and you will go back to work to pay off the government. That's the way they're going to make you a slave because you didn't pay it.
And if I have no money?
If you have no money, they will find other employments for you. Other employments. You know, you'll be picking up trash on the side of the road. You will be, you know, whatever they have you making and doing, you know, 8 days a week.
I mean, this is freaking tyranny.
Well, absolutely it is. I mean, it's like the government says, we own your body. We own your body. That's what it really is. Obamacare is just, it's slavery. It's what it is. We own your body, and you will do what we say, and you will pay the going rate or the going cost of maintaining your body because we own it. You know, and that's the whole idea there. You know, I mean, it doesn't allow...
How do they justify that in their own heads, to think that they own somebody else's body?
Well, they come around from the idea that since some people don't have health care, we all have to pay for it. And because we all have to pay for it, then we own everybody's decision-making process into their own health care, Bob. That's the way it works.
So it's a utilitarian philosophy.
Yeah, that's exactly it, you know.
Straight out of the writings of John Locke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the whole idea that, you know, no man is an island, and therefore, you know, they keep you alive to serve this ship. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that called slavery?
Yeah, it's slavery. Yeah, from the film Ben-Hur, when, you know, remember when he was rowing the ship and he wanted to die, some of these slaves wanted to die. He said, no, we keep you alive to serve this ship.
That's pretty scary.
Yep.
To think about.
Sure is. Really is.
You know, and that really is the method of their eugenics campaign, is to keep us alive just long enough to, well, as Steve said, man the ship. And they do so with their slow poisons. You notice you don't die right away from any of this stuff. No. They want to just keep you just healthy enough so that they can continue to use you and your family as pawns. Population control, sometimes I wonder if that's really the ultimate goal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is, because there's another article tonight from the mainstream news media on the retirement crash that's coming up. And I mean, 36% of the people like me, I hate to say that, who are heading into retirement, Bob, have nothing. That's over a third. Okay, and the baby boomers are going to start hitting the retirement and Social Security very quickly here. So, I mean, yeah, the useless eaters, that's the idea here. You know, what are they going to do with them? And they're going to take that out of the young people's pockets to dispose of the useful eaters and the old. You know, I mean, that's what it's going to what's going to come down to.
Is this where these death panels are going to come in, Steve?
Yes, the death panels. You know, you people go over to that column. B, you go over there. And C, you drop right out the back door into the lake of fire. You know, that's their idea.
What do the Eskimos do? They send their elderly out on a nice iceberg?
Yeah. That's even more humane than what you'll be treated to here, you know, because at least they go to sleep and freeze, you know. Here, you know, you'll just die in pain and agony for months.
That's absolutely despicable. Hour number two coming up. We got a lot to get to. And, that's right. The Eskimo is saying Eskimo is politically incorrect. I'm sorry, the Inuit. 800-313-9443. If you would like to join me with any politically correct, incorrect commentary. 800-313-9443. Hour number two coming up in seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With